When it come down to understanding prosperity, abundant wealth, increase, overflow, there are greater things we must learn. And I believe the reason we could not step into those veins of understanding because of the apostolic choking and the apostolic pretending. There are places we couldn't go. Now listen very closely in these introductory word, because I don't believe we've been here before. There is a revelation of prosperity that is greater than tithes and offerings. Yes. Wow. Yes, sir. There's a revelation of prosperity that is greater than seed time and harvest. Wow. Wow. You say to me, I won't know that. Because I've been working the other two. Yes, sir. Tonight, we have to revisit our push to prosperity. And there are some things about prosperity in our thinking we're going to have to repeal. Such as giving first reason is not receiving.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
But it's for pleasing the Father.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Giving first reason is not receiving, but it's for pleasing the Father. Did you hear that?
Yes,
did you hear that the revelation greater than tithe and offering?
Yes,
did you hear that the revelation that's greater than seed time and harvest?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now hear this well, and you have to wear this. I want you to wear this. Know that prosperity is a pleasure to God for his children. You as a child of God, your prosperity brings pleasure to God. So I know he's definitely not holding it back. So I have to open the valve tonight to let you on through, that you can please your Father by letting him prosper you. That's okay with you?
Yes.
That's a little scripture in Psalm 35, 27. It's not in my text, but it emphasized two things. I'm going to say them. To really prosper, we must, number one, favor his righteous cause.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Favor his righteous cause. And number two, magnify God at all costs. Favor is right. You find it tucked in that little verse. Here's a note from me to you. I'm here and raised up by God to stop prosperity rape.
Yes,
prosperity, listen, cults. False prosperity preachers and teachers that are only trying to receive a large offering. By an anointing and manifestation that cannot be denied. Listen, the glory of prosperity is ready to flow. What I say?
The glory of prosperity is ready to flow.
Now, just go ahead and tell him, say, Lord, you're talking to me.
Lord, you're talking to me.
I'm your glory channel.
I'm your glory channel.
The glory of prosperity is ready to flow through those that will trust God's ways of doing things. There's a lot of obstacles and teaching in the body of Christ against prosperity and abundance. But it wasn't Jesus or the Holy Spirit. That was their teaching. To bring the church back into apostolic prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural prosperity. And it's amazing what the Lord told me, and I'm going to begin to minister to you in a few minutes of those things. The body of Christ had been deceived by improper understanding of prosperity, not knowing its purposes. Therefore, distracted from prosperity. And now busy on a lot of strategies. Two opening, I want you to open to tonight. Revelation chapter 2. And John 21. Many scriptures tonight. Many scriptures. Because we're on virgin territory. Every one of you who couldn't get out of the normal pattern of finances, this is your night. There's a discovery that the Holy Ghost will open up to us, that you will know exactly what to do every time to cause what God's trying to get to you to flow. You want to know what it is? You want to hear that? I don't see how we missed it so long. Something got to be holding God's people back. I see people crying. They love God. They serve God. They serve the man and woman of God. But yet they cannot. I've seen ministers can't. They just can't get from this thing. This money thing. Anointed men and women of God. Diligent and faithful. But tonight is over. Come on, do this. Tonight is over. A combination of revelation, anointing and manifestation and demonstration, and we'll all come together tonight in this place. You will walk out of here different. Seven churches that was revealed on the Isle of Patmos to John. In every church there was a way back to the apostolic. Yes, sir. I preached some. Matter of fact, my congregation, I'm preaching some now, and I never know God was going to take me this for this prosperity revival in Revelation 2. What we're going to run into, a lot of good things been done, but something was left out. And I found out it's the master move of prosperity. Wow. It's above tithe and offering. Yeah. It's above seed time and harvest. Yeah. It's above just being faithful. Yeah. Let's just read a little bit. Wow. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. I mean, if he can hold seven stars in his right hand, man, he must be can hold my life and do something for me out of the ordinary. I mean, you got somebody that can hold a seven star in their right hand. Who who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Here we go. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience. Wow. And how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou have tried them. What say? They are apostles and are not. And have found them liars. Pretty good church. You catch a lying apostle, boy, you're pretty good church, because they'd be smooth, man. You got to have some discernment to catch a lying apostle. Because they done train up, man. They train. They know what to say. And has borne and had patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because, I want you to underline this, because thou hast left thy first love. My oldest son was praying, was crying and testifying in one of our services. And he remembered when he got saved, he remembered that we were praying and we were talking about our Father. Then all of a sudden I said, that's not your Father. I turned on him. I'm the one leading him in prayer. Then I said, that's really not your Father, son. That's the way the Spirit led me. He said, why are you not my Father? You're not saved. You're not born again. He's not your Father. He's just your God. And then Leroy wanted to know, at about 4 years old, how can I make him my Father? I said, well, you got to get born again. I got to lead you into prayer, and you got to accept Jesus, and he become your Father. So he said, because thou left thy first love, then the next voice says, what the next voice says? Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and do what?
Repent.
Do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. That is not just talking about heaven. Every functioning. Faith worketh by love. Hope worketh by love. The love factor. Is the real deal. Romans 5:5 comes from four verses talking about things going on, tribulation, trouble. Romans 5:5 saying, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Could it be? I got a lot of outline here, but here the Holy Ghost talking to me. Could it be all of your functioning has not been fortified because faith is not strong enough to fortify? Jesus said, after Paul taught the gifts of the Spirit, powerful miracles, signs, and wonders, then the anointing came on the Apostle Paul and said, now I'm going to show you a more excellent way.
More excellent.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we come to the more excellent way to our prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this. Go to John 21. Jesus made a lot of appearance to the disciples. And he knew he had to leave them, so he wanted to, I got a word I made, solidify, make them solid in the spirit. Now, I feel the Holy Ghost in both of my hands. I'm going to try. Go as far. I can go tonight. I don't want to fall off while I tell you something. In the 21st chapter of John, you with me? First verse. I got to do a little reading. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and this wise showed he himself after his resurrection. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two others of his disciples. Verse 3 now. Listen, watch pretty closely. Watch closely. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They said unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And you see what the end of that third verse said? And that night, they caught nothing. Why? Wrong assignment. They have left their first love. They are going after the fish. And they left the fisher. Peter know better than that. Peter know in the fifth chapter of Luke what happened. Now he's back in the same position he was because he left his first love. No miracle can manifest in his life. No miracle, financial miracle cannot finance in your life just by sowing, just by tithing, just by faith.
Pastor Thompson.
You can't love the sister more than you love him. You have to stop being a system worker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And yield to what he wants. Yes, sir. Peter knew they fished all night and didn't catch nothing. Now he's going back again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caught nothing again. He back to nothing.
Back to nothing. Back to nothing. Wow. Wow.
They caught nothing. That night they caught nothing. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Oh my God, what things can happen when Jesus stand on the shore. I feel like preaching tonight. Woo, what can happen if I just can get Jesus to stand on the shore of my prosperity? I've been trying to work it. I've been confessing, I've been sawing, I've been saying things, but oh, if I get Jesus to stand on the shore of my life. Hold up, we're about to get somewhere. Hold up. But the disciple knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, he knew they ain't caught nothing. Have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said to them, all right, it's time to prosper. Same place, same water. Same fish, but a connection is about to be made. And I'll show you as I minister to you tonight, that connection is love. I thought talking about Leroy when he first got saved. You know when you first got saved how you caught on to God. You were so thankful. Don't lose that. I just told you, 44 years over that now. I never lost it. It's fresh just like it was 44 years ago. I put my arm around him. He put his arm around me, and we never turned each other loose. Nothing never got so good, never got so bad, nothing. Tonight, your posterity moved from the system to the system maker. And you'll never miss another prosperous turn.
Hallelujah.
Because there are things you see, you think are the right things, and you move, but it's not what he wants you to do. And he said in the number 6 verse, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. No, I'm talking to you. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. See, now the right side of the ship, you can't go over there unless he show it to you. Cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
May I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
You about to cast your net on the right side of the ship up in hell. By revelation, insight, and anointing. You about to go some places in prosperity you never thought you can go. You about to be flooded with prosperity, wisdom, insight, and anointing. You about to be wiser than you ever been before. The game is over. Satan gonna have to close his book on you. I can't hold him no longer. I can't hold him no longer. He has found a secret. Satan can handle faith, but he can't handle love. Because he can't love. He don't understand what love is. He loveless. He can fake faith, but he can't fake love. Love too real for Satan. Love too strong for Satan. Love too powerful for Satan. Your prosperous moment has come.
I know you're right.
I got to read a little more because I got to start giving you these points in a minute. I may have to do part 2 tomorrow night. Verse 6, they cast therefore. Look at the change. This is prosperity, man. And now, how many with me? What did it say? Wait a minute, what happened? Where they came from? They said, we caught nothing. Now, what happening here now? What's going on here? Now they got too much. They can't handle it. My cup runs over. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, run it over. You see it?
Yes, sir.
It's a prosperity text.
All day.
From nothing to too much.
That's it. That's it.
From empty to running over. Do you hear me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Love is greater than tithe and offering. Love is greater than sowing and reaping. Yes. Love is greater than doing good deed.
Yes. Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Bible says in 1 John 4:2, God is love. When you're operating in God, you're operating in love.
Yes.
Love answers to no demon. Faith sometimes cop out because they don't have enough love back up. Faith works by love. So you're operating in faith. If you don't have enough love jamming it, the enemy can bluff faith, but he can't stop love. I say tonight, your prosperity is on the roll. When I get through here tonight, every person in the sound of my voice coming out. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Nobody leaving here empty-handed. There are moves you're going to make in your life. Very few going to understand you. But the Holy Ghost is going to lead you in a love vein. Somebody pray in tongue a little bit. Moon teaching. All right. Get your spirit ready. I might have to do that every few minutes to get you back, to increase your capacity.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, that's John, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he loved God. He girded his fishing, but he was the one say go fishing. He girded his fisher coat on himself, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Prosperity, dragging the net. I see you dragging the net with fishes. Leroy, I'm out of it. I see you dragging the net. I see you having so much money you got to drag it. You can't carry it. It's too much. So you put it in a bag and drag it. Dragging money to the bank. In your purse. So this purse so heavy. Now they say my wife carried that kind of purse. Don't mess with it or she got something else in there. I see every woman in here. These women know how to shout. Carrying a purse. They got to drag it. I can see you going shopping with that purse behind you. Dragging that purse. Going shopping. You understand? You were not supposed to get a job. Your job is to drag the purse. When we come back to our full position in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, all our women coming off those jobs, because their job is to drag the purse. But they got some sawing going on online right now. A woman said, what did he say? Drag the purse. That's what I said, drag the purse. I got to cut you a little bit. No more imitation purses. I want the real push, and I want to drag it. Let all the women say hallelujah. Y'all ain't got to pray. Them women gonna pray it, boy. Boy, I am good for tonight. Oh, my goodness. Ah. 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 What is verse 9? Verse 9. I got to finish reading the scripture. I am not preaching. I'm just reading the scripture right now. We just come up on that place too heavy to carry. Nobody won't drag no imitation purse. Got Louis Vuitton and it's really not a Louis Vuitton. It's some old copycat purse somebody made and you got to watch it because the peeling might fall off it. No, you want a real purse. Don't hide it. Just act like it's real tonight. Verse 9. Stay with the story now because we're going somewhere. We're working on something. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coal there and fish laid down and bread. Where them fish come from? Jesus said to them, bring up the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to a land full of great fishes, 150 and three. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dressed to ask him, who art thou? Knowing, I know Peter knew, that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Here we go. Yes, here we go. Let me give you something right now. Return to your first love and prosperity will overtake you. Stop working principles. Stop working strategies from the scripture. Pause and let him know how much you love him. When you go back to your strategies, it's going to be different because Jesus is going to be standing on the shore of your prosperity. Because you're going back to your first love. This work not working. All these little things we're doing, you know, we're carrying the first lady purse, open the door for the man of God. That's an order. But you got to go back. How much you love the first lady? How much are you operating in love or are you just trying to get your position? Can she trust you when things don't look right? Now, y'all, I hope y'all ready for this. Verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Come on now. Come on. The reason I can't let you have a whole lot of stuff, they're going to separate you from my love. Until I find out you love me more than anything else. Yeah. Simon Peter, lovest thou me more than you love these fish and these nets? Yeah. I haven't been gone no more than 3 days and you gone already. Back to your same old occupation. I come to call you on the carpet tonight. Do you love me more than you love what you want me to give you? What you believing for? Do it mean more to you than me?
Right, good.
That's why you don't have it. You're using the wrong net. The net that I give you, oh, I'm preaching now. The net that I give you is love. You're trying to catch it with something else. Ooh, Jesus. You heard that? Everybody in this house under the sound of my voice tonight, leave here with a love net. And your prosperity going to pile up in that net, because now you're in the right place. God knows he can trust you, and you're just not trying to exchange with him, swap out with him. You just want to love him and let him do what he want to do. Scarce living is not from God. Not having enough is not from God. God too big for that. That's why he give us his name, Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I want to show off through you where you live, what you wear. Grab your love net. I have some things to say to you tonight, real strong. I don't want to preach too long. He says, lovers, when he had dined, Jesus said, Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than thee? That's make sure you get that statement. He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, then get back on my job. Feed my lamb. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He said to him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? You know he's talking to you, right? He's asked you three times. People got to text you to come to church. Three times, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knows I don't love you. Why would he ask him if he was trying to correct his love? I'm here tonight correcting your love, because your love is the only thing holding you from your prosperity. I got one down the line here, but I'm going to tell you one of Solomon's secret. Solomon's secret was not giving. Solomon's secret was not praying, building altar. Read that right. It says Solomon loved the Lord. That was the thing that opened everything up for Solomon. See, we didn't come to the word of faith. We think faith going to open it up. Oh, Jesus. We come through the full gospel. Ya-ta-ta-la, full of the Holy Ghost. We think full of the Holy Ghost. No. The main ingredient is who God is. Love is going to open your prosperity up. Love going to remove all scarcity out your life. Love going to rise your ministry like an eagle flying in the midnight hour. Yes. All right, sit down. Let me tell you a few things, and I'm going to close. Return to your first love, and prosperity will overtake you. The body of Christ has been deceived by improper understanding of prosperity, not knowing its purpose, therefore distracted from prosperity. now bid on a lot of, you know, system strategies. All right, number one. Peter became distracted with fishing and his fish equipment from the love of God. I need you tonight to get rid of all distraction from you spending time with him, hugging him, kissing him, and thanking him, and giving him gratitude for what you already have. Matthew 22. How much do you really love God and show him on a daily basis? How much do you love God and show him on a daily basis? What I'm about to read now, we can close. What I'm about to read now, man, in Matthew. What I'm about to read, you know of this scripture, but what I'm about to say about it, you don't know. You read it before, so don't get hung up in what you know. Because I'm about to show you something. Now, if I wasn't there, and we all was trying to get there, you may say he may be right. Evidence. Listen very carefully. I went beyond faith to get there. I went beyond hope to get there. I went beyond scriptures to get there. Faith, hope, and scripture was there. But they had an overseer. Yes, sir. What the overseer was? Intimacy. Yes, sir. Draw near to God. And God will draw nigh unto thee.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me take you on a little journey right quick. Here's what I see God saying. You're going to love me like this? And I got to be here all the time like this? I'm going to make it palatial.
Yes, sir.
You keep getting on your knees talking to me, and you do it every day, you love me that much?
Yes, sir.
If I'm going to stay here, I got to expand this thing.
Yes, sir.
Same thing happened in my ministry. See, I don't have 5,000 members, but I have Gideon Army. I have some people that I can trust, man. You got people in my ministry I can turn my back on. They will not cut me, they'll cut you. You get to cutting up, but they won't cut me. And they ain't gonna let you cut me. I remember a gentleman came by my house, and they upset by all the calls was parked outside the street. And they called the police, and the police come and say, I just had to come, doctor, but you know, we're going on back. And so this guy come in a car, he had it hopped up, making noise. And he said, y'all ought to move all them cars. And I was happening to be standing in the yard. I said, what you say? He said, y'all ought to get out. I said, get out the car. Just get out. Come on, you so bad, just get on out the car. And you know, I'm not scared. I'm not scary, you know.
That's right.
I came out of the street, man. You got to be ready. I said, no, just get out the car. I mean, because you don't come over here. You don't even live over here. Just get out the car. The boy was laying my driveway, young man, about 25, 26. He said, if you get out of the car, Reverend, you don't have to do nothing. He said, the other way, he said, I'm going to stay down here until he get out. When he get out, I'm going to handle it. That boy was in my house the other day laying some towels or something. He said, no, Reverend, you don't have to do nothing. I understand. Just get out the car. He never got out the car. You're threatening me? I said, just get out the car, son. Just get out the car. You don't come over here in my territory, and the Lord, it's the Lord's house. You don't know who you're talking to. Well, just get on out the car. We need to deal with this. I got a close, man. Matthew 22. Verse 34. Somebody hold my mule. Get up and shout. Get up and shout. Hold my mule. Drag that price. This 24th year of prosperity revival. Tonight, we have found out a kingdom secret of prosperity is walking in love, but loving God at all times and never let nothing take his place. If you want to wear a $2,000 suit, be able to get on your knees with it. Don't worship the suit. Worship the Lord. Somebody got it. And I'm not half through yet. No, I'm not gonna be able to get it all in tonight. But so somebody got it. That's what been jamming your prosperity. You notice in Revelation it did a lot of good work. The false people didn't follow. But he said, now you mean to tell me I can do all that and still leave my first love? What had happened there? You saw it? And I guess the best way to describe it is, I know when I first got saved, man, I was so thankful that God would take a sinful wretch like me. I just been out all night, clowning. He took me that Sunday morning, slapped me on the face, dust me off, and put me in his family. How many of y'all remember your day? You remember when you got saved, you was crying. Most of y'all was crying. Snot coming out your nose. Yeah. He saved me. And a whole lot of us had turbo lives. Well, y'all didn't talk too loud that time. Well, I was a crook. I was a Saul of Tarsha. I would drag you behind the horse. I didn't care. I was a heathen. But I got saved. Man, I'm saved. I got born again. I see you, man. And I never lost it. I never lost the enthusiasm, the greatness of God. I can't get him off my mind. And you got this same love on the inside of you. You got too busy. You're too busy. How would God put you in a ministry and your ministry keeps struggling? What kind of God is that? He know to operate in this system, you got to have money, plenty of money. So what's holding the money up? Boys, y'all listening to me? Good? Boy, I see the glory all over this place. Ooh, and I don't even have my glasses on. I see the glory, man. God's sitting down in this place. Boy, you got your answer, man. You don't have to carry no more empty pocketbook and empty wallet no more. You recognize that you went on your own to a certain degree. And you're going to a church ritual. Now, when you love God that much, no seed is too great. Because now you're in a position, you trust him. Whatever he tell you to do, you know he's trying to get something more to you. Y'all hear me? How long have I been preaching, Leroy? Not long. Sound like my wife. Not long. Well, my wife got to take care of the golden goose. That was Jesse's wife called him. Jesse, I ain't no golden goose. I said, yes, you are. I'm gonna let y'all drag the place a while. Drag them. Who that place say? Who this place hit? It's not with cosmetic either. Cosmetic, it's not that. Woo, this place heavy. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what nobody say about this. I don't care what that broke self say about this. Just do what the apostle tell you to do. Go ahead, boy. Y'all go ahead and have that fun.